That is the sound of a linking machine operated by Robin Blocker, who also sells medals for Awards Mart. The linking machine attaches each medal to a ribbon to pin on yourself. Before Fiesta season is over, Awards Mart will have made more than 80,000 medals for businesses and other organizations. It's just one of the companies that make them in San Antonio. Italian sculptor Pompeo Campini, who lived in San Antonio and whose works include the Alamo Cenotaph, is credited with designing the first Fiesta medal in 1905 for his organization, the Knights of the Omala, or Alamo spelled backwards. According to the Texas Cavaliers, the Cavaliers and Fiesta royalty made them even more popular after World War II. But Awards Mart owner Gordon Graybill says the medal-making business really became what it is today around the start of the new millennium.
Presenting Fiesta medals and using Fiesta medals as fundraisers and using Fiesta medals as thank yous really blossomed in the year 2002-2003 time frame. Since then, the medal business has gone, what we'd say, crazy.
Many businesses also use them as a form of advertising in the huge crowds that attend Fiesta. Graybill says his business can manufacture small or last-minute orders, but most of the Fiesta medals you see at Fiesta were made overseas.
Things have changed over the years because we used to sell Fiesta medals that were made in the United States. Unfortunately, the cost of production has gotten so high we've had to switch manufacturing to China.
Another thing that has changed is the design of medals. Blocker says they now come in all sorts of shapes, sizes, and styles.
Spinners and charms and sliders are still really, anything that moves is exciting, but the bling, it's all about the bling and how blingy can you get, how much sparkle is in them, do they have stones? Stones are actually big now.
One local motorcycle shop has its medal designed in the shape of a motorcycle with a headlight that lights up. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.